Gridlock on I-95. Virginia's GOP ticket. Violence in Virginia Beach. It's Ask the Governor on WTOP with Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell. Now live from the Glass Enclosed Nerve Center, your hosts Deborah Feinstein and Mark Lewis.
To pose your question to Governor McDonnell, you can call us at 877-336-1035. That's 877-336-1035. You can also pose a question on our Facebook page. Send us a tweet using the hashtag AskThe, or you can email your questions at WTOP.com. Governor, as always, great to see you back at our studios. Sorry.
Thanks,
you
Mark.
Had some traffic issues this morning.
All in D.C., not in Virginia.
But we're proud to see that wonderful national championship orange and blue UVA tennis team shirt you've
Number
brought
one.
With you.
20th national championship for UVA, one of the most of any schools in the country. The tennis team won last week, the men's tennis team, and they won the doubles last night, so... Mm-hmm. It's a good time for UVA, and now they're in the World Series of Baseball, too, so maybe we'll have two this year.
Other than following baseball, what is happening in your world?
Well, Mark, there's always plenty when you have the privilege of being the governor of Virginia. It's been an exceptionally productive year, obviously, the General Assembly with major transportation and education and financial reforms, I think, were terrific. I got back, as you know, from after our last trip from China and Japan for 17 days.
Right.
Significant economic development announcements there. And we've got a lot of positive things going on. I would like to say, you know, yesterday, of course, being Veterans Day in Virginia, having 837,000 veterans, perhaps more per capita than just about any other state. I spoke at the Virginia War Memorial where we honored the 288 men and women who have died in uniform in the cause of freedom since the bombing of the USS Cole, which was really when this global war on terror began, and got to meet with a lot of the families. We started this Wall of Honor back in 2007, so we didn't repeat the mistakes of Vietnam where we forgot about the sacrifices of these men and women for about 20 years. We've started a monument already at the War Memorial, and it's for me, having had a daughter in Iraq, this is an exceptionally moving time to be able to remind all of Virginians that the price of freedom is the blood and sweat and tears of American men and women in uniform. And so I know that particularly up here with so many veterans, the home of the Pentagon, people paused and remembered the sacrifices of our military. And I think that's it's a very moving day, I think, for most Virginians.
Yes, it is.
And I'm glad people took time for that.
We want to get started talking about the state's economy.
Yes.
Well, more good news under the administration of Governor McDonnell. The American Legislative Exchange Council has ranked Virginia with the fifth best economic outlook. Maryland, by the way, came in at 35th, a drop from 20th the previous year. Talk about how Virginia is outpacing the nation and why.
Well, it's a team effort, Mark. I said when I ran for governor that my top priority was Bob's for jobs. That was the campaign theme, and that the more we could strengthen the private sector, get people back to work, the more problems it would take care of with government, and that's the focus that we've had. It's been a great bipartisan effort with the legislature and our administration focusing on how we can improve the tax and regulatory climate, our right to work. Laws, how we can create a better climate for entrepreneurship. And we've taken 8 foreign trade missions asking people to come to Virginia, telling the Virginia story. A lot of companies have come from other states, from foreign countries to start up business in Virginia. We're down to the lowest unemployment rate now in 4 years, second lowest east of the Mississippi, down to 5.2%. And, you know, that's the heart and soul of the American dream. If people have a job and people are working, they have a great sense of dignity. They have a sense of self-worth. They don't depend on government. We spend less tax money with social programs. And I think that has been successful. If you look at that Alex survey that you mentioned, or the Chamber of Commerce, or Forbes, or CNBC, all of them say kind of the same thing, and that is that our tax climate, our regulatory climate, our litigation climate, our livability climate, our quality of life, our schools— and hopefully now, after this last bill, our transportation infrastructure, where we've been knocked down, that's going to be bumped up with this significant $6 billion five-year investment in transportation. I think we've got the fundamentals now right, and you see entrepreneurs and businesses of all sizes starting to grow again in Virginia.
What would you say are the particular growth industries for Virginia at this point?
We've looked at that. It's a good question. You know, we were concerned. We talked last month about the impact of sequestration. We've seen some, even going back to last fall, some downturn in defense contracting and some of the technology-related business, specifically related to defense, but the financial services sector, tourism, frankly, most of the tech areas that aren't directly related to defense, particularly cybersecurity, modeling and simulation. These are big growth industries. I'd say manufacturing, surprisingly, is making a comeback now with some of the things that we've done to promote manufacturing. We saw in China and even in India where 10, 15 years ago it made sense to go there or to Mexico because of the increase in the wage rates and some of the changes in other policies. It now makes more sense to come back to America. You save on transportation costs, and with the cost of fuel, it's making more sense. So we're seeing an uptick in manufacturing. So it really is exciting to be down to 5.2%, the lowest since December of 2008.
A related issue as people move to the state for jobs, if they're finding new jobs in the Commonwealth, they're also finding a very competitive housing market as they try to settle in, particularly in Northern Virginia. Limited inventory of homes, lots of outbidding as people try to, to land a home. How much of this is a problem for economic development if you can find a new job but you can't find affordable housing?
Well, that's a nice problem to have after 2 years ago, Mark. As you know, even in Northern Virginia, prices were down as much as 20-25%. And talking to some of the realtors here, and days on the market, we're pushing them 70 to 100 days. So what it says is, the Northern Virginia area, as well as other places in Virginia, are really starting to grow again. You see it in Richmond some places in Southwest Virginia, Southeastern Virginia in particular, too. But I think that the housing market had been stagnant for so long that we've got the development industry that is geared up and ready to go. Believe me, they're going to be working closely with local governments to get the permit, expedite things. I think that they'll, if there's a housing problem, it'll be short-lived. The problem, of course, is the expense of housing here in Northern Virginia and the affordability of housing. And with our economic development secretary, we created the first-ever housing program and the first-ever homeless program 2-3 years ago to really try to address that, to create more affordable housing.
We're going to take a break. We'll be back with more of the governor. Governor Bob McDonnell here for Ask the Governor on WTOP. Your phone call's coming up at 877-336-1035.
103.5 WTOP Radio. Traffic and weather together on the 8th.
270 spur southbound toward the outer loop. The spin out landed on the left shoulder. Only a brief delay getting by headed toward the Legion Bridge. No issues around the Beltway itself. Rock Creek Parkway in town between the Memorial and Roosevelt Bridges. The crash has cleared with lanes open northbound then toward the Kennedy Center, but with delays that have backfilled into Virginia. Washington Boulevard remains jammed off 395 all the way around the Pentagon to cross the inbound side of the Memorial Bridge. On 395, delays are beginning to clear out in the main line headed for the 14th Street Bridge in the express lanes northbound before Shirlington Circle. The crash crowds the left side of the left lane. No delays on I-95 in Virginia. Major delays remain in Baltimore due to this morning's crash involving at one point an overturned truck southbound before Caton Avenue, where it's just taking up now a single left lane. Mercedes-Benz of Arlington and Mercedes-Benz of Alexandria. Two locations, one passion. Mercedes, just Mercedes. I'm Dave Dildine, WTOP Traffic.
Expect showers and some thunderstorms as we head into the afternoon. Temperatures rising to around 80 degrees with these cloudy skies. Then we get the heat and humidity starting tomorrow, and that will stay with us all the way.